Good morning, everyone. Well, the US market has fallen again. In fact, the Dow Jones shed 329 points or 1.1%. The broader S&P 500 was down 1%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ for once was not the biggest mover of the bunch, only falling back by 0.6%. What this means, we've had five straight days of losses in the US, 6.5% tumble over that period as well. It also means that the S&P 500 has closed at a December 2020 low. It also got within 8 points of hitting the intraday low that was hit back in June. So lots going on, of course. We've continued to talk on a daily basis about inflation, about recession fears, about a strengthening US dollar as well. But in the past week, one of the key drivers really were comments out of the Federal Reserve in the monthly meeting, which essentially just reiterated more aggressive rate hikes than previously thought by the US Central Bank over the next year or so. Now, elsewhere, we had the bond market selling off. The two-year Treasury yield rose by 12 basis points to 4.33%, the highest it's been in about 15 years, while the 10 years rose even more aggressively by 22 basis points, which is a massive lift to 3.92%, the highest it's been in 12 years. In Europe, we had stocks mixed. The broader European markets were down slightly, but only by a fifth of 1%. But there were some standouts. We had the Italian market bouncing back 0.7%, but it did fall quite heavily in the tail end of last week ahead of an election. There was a clear outcome there with a new coalition, so that was well received. And the UK market was flat. But keep in mind that it's had got quite a few challenges ahead of them at the moment. The tax cut plans there is fueling concerns of additional inflation and rate hike worries at the moment. So interest rates could continue to be raised aggressively there if inflation does not get under control. And these tax cuts and more spending is certainly not going to help. So the pound actually hit a record low against the greenback. The Aussie dollar is about 12% higher against the pound than it was at the start of the year as well. Now, if we look at some of the big movers and shakers overnight, we had losses pretty much everywhere. I mean, 10 of 11 sectors were down in the US. Consumer staples stood out, but they were flat. Everything else was down. Some of the worst performers were interest rate sensitive areas of the market. Property stocks, for example, utilities did quite poorly. Financials didn't do so well either. Energy stocks were down as well by about 2.5% as the oil price fell by a similar margin and fell to a 9-month low. Now, under the circumstances, tech stocks actually stood out. They still fell, but not as poorly. Keep in mind that tech is still the worst performing area of the US market this year. They've shed about a third of their value since January. Now, if we look at individual stocks, we had 458 stocks on the S&P 500 falling, and 26 of 30 stocks of the Dow dropping back. Now, the standouts were actually casino operators, especially those with interest in Macau. And a reason was an announcement and plans out of Macau to welcome back tourists from mainland China earlier than expected, and for the first time in years. That's important because mainland China is really the source of 90% of revenues for casinos in that part of the world. So Wynn Resorts was up 12%, Las Vegas Sands up 12%, MGA Resorts also up about as much as 5% at one stage. On the Dow Jones, the only four improvers there, Walmart, Apple, Procter & Gamble, and 3M that actually finished largely flat. And the worst performers there, Travelers, Boeing, Chevron, and the banks. Now, the Aussie market today is set for an improvement, it seems, as far as what SPY futures are pointing to. A very modest gain, though, of just 17 points or a quarter of a percent is what is being suggested at the moment. Now, keep in mind it follows a 5% losing streak over the past 3 days alone. We've only got 4 days left in September now as well. We're down 7.5% this month. So a lot of hard work to be done. One of the key things to watch in coming days is whether or not we can actually hold above the June low. We got very close to it yesterday, just 0.4% away. Today, if we're going to revisit that level, we'll have to see the ASX 200 dropping by about 60, 62 points. So at the moment, it doesn't look likely, but you never know. So that's certainly going to be one to watch. As far as what's on the cards today, there's not a huge amount that is likely to move markets, but we do have an update on consumer confidence, which is always important for retailers and just to get a sense of how people are feeling about their money. Woolies will be paying out a dividend as well today, and we get some figures on industrial profits coming out of China as well a little later in the day for August. Commodity prices, as I said, oil took a bit of a hit, but we did see iron ore actually lifting by a 0.1% to $99 per ton. We had gold prices falling though by 1.3% to $1,633 per ounce, and most other metals were down, led by nickel, which was down about 5%. The Aussie dollar finally sitting at around 64.5 US cents. It's certainly taking a hit. Have a great day.